Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, it's Friday, and on Fridays, our celebrity insider, A. Wood, calls in. She works in the TV and movie industry. They're filming all around town. And, A. Wood, you've got some opportunities for people to actually play extras and be in some of these movies and TV shows.
Hey, guys. I am looking for everybody and anybody for this casting. I'm so serious. If you can hear me, you can be on set.
Time to get paid.
Hey.
There you go. Hey, males and females, any ethnicity, 18 and up, to portray a parcel delivery service worker. What I just heard in my mind was, I get to see Drex in a UPS costume.
You know, when I was out of work a couple of years ago between radio stations, I did that. I was like one of those seasonal helpers, and I was so disappointed. All I got was this reflective vest.
You didn't get the brown outfit.
I didn't get the whole brown thing, because what can brown do for you? And I was going to tell you.
Right.
In this case, you can follow me on all social at A-Wood Radio, and I will tell you, you have to get your COVID test. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, they're doing the COVID test. You're working on Tuesday. You get paid for your COVID test. You're working in Doraville. This is an easy, good casting.
Is the UPS delivery brown outfit, is that something that you have to like earn as a badge of honor? Like,
what do you think,
stripes
Tad?
In the military?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Wear the reflective vest for a year, and then
I wouldn't even try and steal one or get one on early. They'd be considered stolen valor. I have such
I
a
always
high.
See UPS people at the airport walking around.
Yeah, they have their own lounge. Yeah.
So if you want to listen, you may not be a real UPS person, but if you want to play one on a new TV show, follow me. I'll get you the info and maybe get you one of those uniforms.
All right. Follow her at A. Wood Radio on all social.
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. We've got lots of sunshine today, mid-60s. Dogs play Missouri noon on Saturday. Falcons play the Chargers in California Sunday 4:25. What's up, Kara?
If you have somebody on your shopping list that is really difficult to find a great gift for, this is a super fun idea. How about a personalized message from one of their favorite celebrities?
What?
There's this cool website called Cameo where you can pay a fee to get a video or a voicemail message sent right to you. So you choose your celebrity, you send them a little information about the person you want them to send a message to, and they get to work. And there's all kinds of people, musicians and actors and social media stars.
It's not just a message. You can have these stars show up in your Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Would they do characters? Because, Kara, I was thinking for your husband, Ryan, it'd be cool if not only Val Kilmer or Michael Keaton called in, but what if they called in?
Oh, to get a couple of Batman?
As Batman. Mm,
that would be really cool. So, Brian Bumgardner, he plays Kevin on The Office. He was actually born and raised in Atlanta, and he's this year's top producer for that site.
Oh, wow.
So, he's going to earn more than $1 million making these little videos.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
You know, he went to Westminster, and actually, it was either roommates or friends with Ed Helms. That's how Ed Helms got on The Office.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Yeah. Cool Atlanta connection. I think that because of that, Brian should probably distribute that money equally
amongst us. How much would a Tad cameo cost?
All the support.
Oh, how much would a Tad cameo?
30 cents. And I would be paying them.
You ready for a good feeling?
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So rarely do we get a big-time artist to release two albums in the same year, but since her 31st birthday is this Sunday, Taylor Swift decided to treat us to a little present. She released Evermore last night at midnight. This is the sister album to Folklore. She said that during quarantine, they just couldn't stop writing songs once they started, and now we get to reap the benefits. She also dropped a music video for Willow. Do you want to hear a little bit of that song?
The more that you say, the less I know. Whatever you stray or follow, I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans, that's my man.
Usually when somebody starts releasing albums with this frequency, they lose quality. But I have a theory as to why Taylor is doing this.
Why?
She's trying to bury all of her other songs.
Oh.
Could be, yeah.
Scooter Braun, her nemesis, mm-hmm. ended up with her songs. Then all this controversy. Yeah. She's re-recording all of her songs that right. she recorded previously to sort of undermine that. And now I think she's kind of stacking the deck to say, like, to kind of bury those, to make those basically her own songs worthless.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for, like, a blank space or a bad blood, you're not going to find it in this album because this thing's very like Ben Folds, 5E, Lumineers, had a baby with Adele. Like that, but, it's a great album. But I was listening good. To some of the songs. It's very much a like seasonal album. Mm-hmm. Like you could yeah. listen to it in the fall, winter, maybe early spring, get a cup of coffee, watch the rainfall, cry.
A lot of people that normally wouldn't like Taylor Swift, that would be considered like song aficionados, uh-huh. wouldn't be into that beboppy kind of stuff, mm-hmm. are praising this folklore and this, like this new style of her music.
It's very burlap friendly.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Hey, Abby in Snellville.
Hello.
Hi. Kick Kara out of the studio if you could.
Kara, get out of here.
I'm gone, Abby. Good luck.
Thanks.
We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. So you know, Abby, that Kara's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We'll then bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, which statistically does happen on a Friday, then you will take $100 of her money, okay?
Great.
Question one, the president-elect has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. What's his name?
Joe Biden.
Number two, 1,000 people at Minnesota DQ paid it forward yesterday. What does DQ stand for?
Dairy Queen.
Number three, Harry Styles says he's waiting for the pandemic to end before he starts dating again. Name the fashion magazine he graced the cover of last month.
Madonna song.
Oh,
Vogue.
Good one. Number four, Taylor Swift dropped a surprise album last night called Evermore. The title of Taylor's first ever single was the name of her favorite male country artist. What's his name?
Tim McGraw.
Finally, number five, R&B singer Christina Milian is expecting her second child any minute now. She gave birth to her first only 10 months ago. This is a big question. I don't even know the answer right now, but what is the term used to describe siblings born less than a year apart?
Irish twins.
We're going to bring Kara back in.
Tad, you didn't know it, but Abby and Snellville did.
Woo!
On a Friday, Abby and Snellville got all five right. So we're not going to tell Kara if she is right or wrong until the end, because Abby got all five right.
Here you go, Kara. Same questions. Number one, the president-elect has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Who's that?
Joe Biden.
Question two, 1,000 people at a Minnesota DQ paid it forward yesterday. What does DQ stand for?
Dairy Queen.
Number three, Harry Styles says he's going to wait till the pandemic is over before he starts dating again. Name the fashion magazine he graced the cover of last month.
Vogue.
Number four, T-Swift dropped a surprise album last night called Evermore. Title of her first single was the name of her favorite male country artist. Who's that?
Tim McGraw.
Number five, R&B singer Christina Milian is expecting her second child any minute now. She gave birth to her first 10 months ago. What is the term used to describe siblings born less than a year apart?
Those are Irish twins.
Abby and Snellville got all five right. Kara here in Midtown at CMG Worldwide Broadcasting got all five right.
Yeah.
As well. All ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. But what a great game. 924 wins and just 32 losses, Kara.
Killer game, Abby.
Thank you.
No cash, but you get Callaway Gardens tickets. They're Fantasy and Lights, a 4-pack. Discover Callaway Gardens Fantasy and Lights this holiday season from November 20th through January 4th. You want to go to B985.com for all the info on how you can save on tickets. But Abby, you got them for free. You good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anybody else wants to play, they can sign up at tadandrex.com. Isn't that what you did, Abby?
Yes, it is.
Wasn't it a wonderful experience?
It was. Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.